I'm Billy Cunningham, the Great American. In some ways, these are the best of times. In other ways, they're the worst of times. Many have it somewhere in between. And I'm watching CNBC the other morning with Joe Kernan, one of my favorites from St. X High School. And he talked about more and more Americans are trying to buy their own business. How to get into that aspect instead of the old 9-to-5, is there a different way? Then other people are interested in selling their businesses because they want to maximize the value at this moment and then do something else in their life. There's a local company, Capital Tactics, that's in that business of buying and selling companies and encouraging individuals to get into business for themselves. And Dino Lucarelli is the CEO and chief bottle washer at Capital Tactics. And Dino Lucarelli, welcome to the Bill Cunningham Show. And Dino, how are you?
Doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
I'm watching this segment the other morning about so many Americans. There are a chunk of us that love the 9-to-5. There's another chunk of us that want to go 9-to-9, because if you own your own business, generally you're at the bottom line. What have you noticed locally about more and more Americans wanting to buy their own business and or sell it? But specifically, what about those who want to get out of the 9-to-5 and buy their own business? Is it possible? And how do you do it? What to look for, et cetera?
Entrepreneurship is alive and well in the Cincinnati market. People are, as you said, Bill, and what you're seeing across the news channels, people, this younger group of guys and gals have realized that there's a better way to live your life than to, you know, slog away at 8-to-5, 9-to-5 every day. That entrepreneurship, to have the courage to get into a business thing that you feel is in your best interest, but also optimizes your particular skill set. That is something that has become very, very popular in the, I'll say, the 30 to 50-year-old age group. It's very different from those of us who came up through the 60s and 70s, right, when, you know, you get yourself a job and you stay there for 30 years and retire. There are tools, there are skill sets available to assist doing that. How do you do it? Well, you know, our business is that of helping people decide, first of all, what they really want to do and why it makes sense for them to do it. Do they have a particular knack for that industry? Not a hobby per se. You know, you might be like, I'm an avid cyclist. You might be an avid cyclist. That doesn't mean you start a bike shop.
No.
You want to look at your skill sets. You want to understand what you can do well, how you can provide value add to the market, and then go for it. And there are bankers, there are attorneys, there are people like ourselves, transaction advisors, that can help you discern not just what to do, but how to do it. And the how is the secret sauce. Make sure that you put the right financing package together. Make sure that you value the business fairly. Make sure that you have a proper team to support you. People oftentimes get way in over their skis where they go out looking for a business and they don't really have an operations group to support them. So we make sure we put together the financing, we put together the team, and we marry up the deal so that the deal's done fairly. Both sides walk away happy.
And a lot of people, somebody says something to someone and they start talking about buying some business and they know little or nothing about it. Or secondly, I've had several friends get into franchising. That is, they go to these seminars, go to these conventions, and they line up hundreds of individuals and companies that want a franchisee. And it might be the restaurant business, might be nails, might be pedicures, it might be selling something, it might be adult toys, it might be roofing. And so just to walk into the door as a newbie and act as if I know everything that I want to do, it may take months and months and months for a group like yours to get the person that wants to go into business and get that person's mind in the right frame of reference. This is what you got to do. This is how to do it. This is the financing. What are you passionate about? And so do you get into the issue of franchising or buying a business outright with no franchise? How does somebody make that determination?
Well, the franchise model is something that appeals to a lot of people. It's, you know, you have the cookie cutter opportunity. We tend to shy away from those. We tend to look for things that are not cookie cutter, where there is a particular expertise or knowledge or skill set or passion that our business buyer brings to the table, whether it's their historical education or their work experience. We tend to look for businesses that fit their profile. So we go through a matrixed process, and we actually lock ourselves in a room for a 2-to-5-hour skull session with any buyer. Yeah. And go through a series of questions to make sure that we know exactly what they want. And then we go out into the market and find it. And, you know, we tend to not look for businesses that are for sale it's you hear about the old analogy. One of the CEOs I used to work for came to Cincinnati from Atlanta, and he went into Indian Hill and knocked on a door and said, "I want to buy your house." He ended up buying the house. We do the same thing with businesses. We want to go to businesses that fit our particular profile for our buyer, and we marry up the buyer and the seller and make the deal happen.
So, Dino, you're saying someone comes to you, and this is the key part. You spend 2 to 5 hours with them probing their mind. What are your interests? What are you willing to commit? And then instead of a franchisee like these cattle calls at a convention, line them up this way. You say, okay, we know what you want. And then you have access to other companies, maybe listed, maybe not listed. And you go find that business for that person to buy that fulfills their passion.
Absolutely. We have a huge Rolodex. And we also have several subscriptions to business directories. And so what we do is we will essentially prepare the pick ticket. This is what you're looking for. You're looking for an HVAC company that serves the Louisville metro market. We'll go into that particular market. We will use our relationships to ferret out companies that meet that criterion. Then we go forward, and we have a huge, huge network of people who know us. I've been doing this for 20 years. Prior to that, I was a CFO in a couple of companies, Bill. So people know us. People respect us. They trust us. So we can get a door open because people know we do fair deals. We go in, we'll give a valuation to a seller that may or may not have thought about selling. And the value proposition is, look, we have a buyer. They're well-funded. We've checked them out. We make sure that they have the financial fidelity to do a deal. We've got bank financing generally lined up for the deal. We go into a seller who doesn't know they're for sale and say, listen, here's a unique opportunity. We can get you a fair deal. We're not going to try to do discounting. We're not going to try to do bottom feeding because this industry, unfortunately, is littered with people who don't do fair deals. They come in under false pretenses. They don't want to pay fair value. They kick tires. We do exactly the opposite. We say, here's the price. If you want it, we'll buy it. And we've got it done. And so we've got a willing seller, a willing buyer, and we are the grease that keeps that engine moving. We really are.
This is exactly what CNBC Squawk Box says more Americans are doing, especially between the ages of 20 and 50. But once again, Dina, we got to go. But the name of the company is Capital Tactics. Have a website I can direct the American people toward?
Capital-tactics.com.
Buying or selling a business within the sound of my voice, Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana. And I know a lot of my buddies, one of them is looking at buying an HVAC company. I may give him your number and go. But to me, this makes a lot of sense. Plan for the future, and you're much more likely to have a successful outcome. But CapitalTactics.com, Dino Lucarelli, thank you for coming on the Bill Cunningham Show, and good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dino. You're a great American. Let's continue with more. Bill Cunningham, News Radio 700 WLW.